I just wanted to find out, man, how have things been? And, you know, obviously this is quite a momentous occasion for you. How has it been to transition to this new stable, and how are you feeling about it?
You know what? I'm feeling really good. I love the people that I work with on a daily basis, from our talent to our bosses to the media to our production staffs, our security. Like, everybody has been nothing but great to me. I feel valued. I feel like my opinion matters. I realize that I don't have the last say, and I'm comfortable with that. But I do love the fact that I'm asked about my opinion.
Is that to perhaps, you know, subtly suggest that that wasn't the case at your previous home? I mean, obviously, we've all come to know you from the days at, you know, WWE. So, I mean, I just wanted to inquire how that part of your journey ended, and if this is perhaps, you know, greener pastures, as it were.
No, not at all. I had a peaceful transition of power, if you will, to use the term from our government. I feel like everybody that's ever been in a relationship has had times where they had a lot of good understanding, and then sometimes when it changes, the understanding is not so good. But you have to move on. And you cannot dwell in the past. I don't dwell in the past. I just look at where I am now, and I love where I am. I have a great understanding of the wrestling business, not just what happens in the ring, but what happens around it. And I love the fact that I'm asked my opinion.
No, absolutely. And could you perhaps share to any of our readers who maybe haven't encountered the All Elite Wrestling, what it is that they're likely to see and encounter, and how it may differ from any other formats or any other approaches to wrestling that are out there right now?
You know what? AEW Pro Wrestling is an exciting brand of pro wrestling with an emphasis on making the dots connect, and makes it easy for you to enjoy the entertainment. I don't compare apples to oranges or oranges to plums. Like, everybody is different. And when you start comparing, you start putting a line, drawing a line between the fans. I don't want to draw a line in between the fans. I want the fans to enjoy all of it. But just know that we're putting the best product out there.
And what are your plans in as far as what you're hoping to bring to the production? I mean, I understand that you're on board as a coach, a talent scout, and a commentator. So how are you going to bring your Mark Henry brand to the fray, and what can we expect from you in particular?
Well, I stay away from the production talks. I just work in talent development, and I want the younger wrestlers to understand the proper moves to make, psychology-wise, physical-wise, and perception-wise. When the way that you're perceived is reality in pro wrestling. So they have to have that understanding. I have that knowledge, and I'm sharing it with everybody that'll listen.
That brings me around nicely to my next question. I mean, to any young and aspiring, you know, athletes, especially in sports entertainment, who might encounter this article, who want to pursue a career rather in down this avenue, what would you say to them in as far as how much work really goes into ensuring the veil is kept up and the entertainment is as visceral as it possibly can be? And any other tips you might have for aspiring wrestlers out there?
Well, I would say don't learn one style. Try to learn as much as you can, and don't feel like once you know a bit of the industry that that's all you need to know. It's a thirst for knowledge from the time you get in it to the time you get out of the business. Be yourself, but turn it up. Turn the levels up to where it's blaring and you can you can barely understand everything. That's the kind of energy that you have to put forth to be a star in the ring. For the people that I do seminars all year long about pro wrestling, everybody is not going to make it in the ring. So the behind the scenes is important as well. I want people to understand how to work the cameras and lighting, the audio, the building the sets, building the production value in our industry. There's a lot to be done and not a lot of people that feel like they want to be behind the scenes. So those jobs opening up all the time.
No, well said. And what would you say, looking back, obviously at what has been an illustrious career, are some of the peaks, you know, the pinnacles, the most memorable moments in the ring for you or just around wrestling? And in contrast, what were perhaps some of the slumps and things that were hard to overcome and challenges of the industry?
Well, the successes is being champion everywhere I've ever been. I'm the only person walking earth that has been a world champion in three sports that have nothing to do with each other. The common denominator is hard work and sacrifice. For people that want to aspire to the heights that I've climbed to, I would have to say, don't take no for an answer. Find a way to make yourself better. Find a way to get on television. Find a way to talk to the media and talk to the press and get your name out there. Don't take no for an answer.
Absolutely. And if we could loop back slightly to just your what you said around how you want young wrestlers to, you know, familiarize themselves with the lighting and the, you know, almost the production aspects of presenting their performance and package. I wanted to find out how much rehearsal, choreography, strategy goes into the art of what wrestlers do. Just for those who perhaps are still, I don't know, maybe in two minds or not fully understanding how much of an art it is or what kind of art it is.
Do you ever watch Magic?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I'm a fan.
Like David Copperfield, David Blaine.
Absolutely.
None of those people will tell you how it's done until you're in the industry. When you become a student with the intent on being a performer, then you're into the family. What I can tell you as an outsider is there is a lot of work that goes into it and a lot of pride. And we bleed for a living. We get hit for a living. Why would we share how that's done and what it takes to absorb that punishment with somebody that's a commoner? What we want is for the people that watch and the people that report to love it and to be guarding of what that is and not want to print the small details, but just enjoy the overall entertainment of it.
No, I completely get you. And I wanted to obviously then touch on what your thoughts are around South Africa's very own Angelico. And, you know, his efforts in the AEW, I mean, we don't have an immense wealth of wrestlers, so it is quite a thing for the nation, yeah.
Angelico is one of a lot of great South African talent that have come into the pro wrestling world. And I think that the future is brightest for him tomorrow than it is today. He is exceptional, entertaining, and man, that guy can dance. I tell you, every time his music comes on, I can't help but dance wherever I'm standing. I can't wait to see what it's going to look like for him tomorrow.
Nah, we believe the future is bright for him too. I wanted to find out, so when obviously when everything is said and done, and you're looking back at your career in its entirety, through all the progressions and transitions that it's taken, what are you hoping to have left out on the floor, to have left as the building blocks of your legacy once, you know, it's all said and done?
You know what? I hope that I'm remembered in a positive way. There's been a lot of pro wrestlers that have come and gone, and the relationship with the fans is like the number one thing. I want to have a relationship where people remember me long after I'm dead and gone, and what effect I had on the industry. But I also, there's a certain level of dominance that I've shown in my career that is transcendent of pro wrestling. And that is something I want the future wrestlers to learn from, and realize that you can do that in the ring and be positive with charity and positive with the fans of the business outside of a pro wrestler.
I couldn't agree more. That sounds like a worthy legacy to pursue. And just in closing, I mean, if we could look to the future, anything beyond your endeavor at AEW that you might be willing to share with us? I mean, I imagine Hulk in the pipeline or something along those lines. Any endorsements that our readers should perhaps keep an eye out for?
Well, I am indeed a sizist. And meaning I like the big people. And I see Wardlow being a champion one day. I see Will Hobbs being a champion one day. There are guys that the big wrestler is going to come back. Right now in AEW, the champions are the Thoroughbreds, the in-between size guys. They're not big, they're not small. But I see the future of AEW. There are some big guys that will be at the top of the game very, very soon.
And just before I let go, I mean, obviously you've enjoyed an expansive career. I wanted to find out what perhaps was a moment that stuck out to you just because of the electricity that you might have been experiencing from the crowd, the matchup that you might have been in, a moment that just sticks out in your memory as you know, being all-encompassing of why it is you do that, and obviously, and you bleed and sweat for this art.
Well, I mean, I had an entire era called the Hall of Pain, and I am right now currently sitting here that I can recollect. I'm in 7 Hall of Fames around the world. 1 international, the International Sports Hall of Fame, and the rest state and national and Olympic Hall of Fames. When I wanted to bring that to pro wrestling, I brought the Hall of Pain because of the wrestlers that I competed against. I wanted them to know that being a Hall of Famer is important. But before you get there, there's a lot of pain that comes with it, and that I was going to give that to them. And I was able to do that and have a lot of success doing it. And I value that time in my career.
I just wanted to find out, just in closing, if we could maybe touch on some of the strenuous requirements that, what I wanted to ask, sorry, I got a little flustered by the end there. I wanted to find out, beyond yourself, given that wrestling is an art that involves bravado and backing yourself to the ultimate, beyond yourself and your performances and what you've delivered, who would you say is the other wrestler or other wrestlers that have been perhaps as immaculate as you, as well-prepared, as proficient as you in the ring, someone that you emulated or inspired you, whether in your time or before your era, just to give our readers some insight as to who your inspirations might have been?
Andre the Giant was my first wrestling icon that I identified with. Dusty Rhodes and the father of Cody and Dustin Rhodes, and Owen Hart, who was like a brother to me, who helped me in pro wrestling understand that this is a business, that everything is not going to go my way. But that didn't mean that I should take trash from people, that people should respect me. And I'm very glad that AEW has a partnership with the Owen Hart Foundation now, which I will be able to help bring to light the name and the importance of my brother.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time, sir. I really appreciate the conversation.
Thank you.